From the Recycle Bin Distribution in front of our headquarters, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. This episode is all about our new recycling efforts that Southwest Airlines has launched. Southwest has had various recycling efforts in the past, but this is by far the biggest and most widespread. Building manager Mitzi Green explains the event. What is going on out here today? There's a whole lot of blue recycle bins and a big giant blob of aluminum cans.
There is a blob of aluminum cans. The aluminum cans is a game that we've invited all employees to come out and encourage recycling within our headquarters campus. They guess how much weight is in that pallet, and the winner will receive something from Allied. It's an Allied waste truck.
Allied is the company who handles our waste and is now going to be handling our recycling.
That is correct. We have partnered with Allied, and they are going to handle our recycling in the headquarters campus as well as throughout our system. And today we're inviting all headquarters employees to come down and get their recycle bins, teach them what's recyclable, what's not recyclable, and they will put those items in their bin and we will kick off recycling here at headquarters. We used to have a program where it included paper and cardboard for recycling, and now it includes everything. Paper, cardboard, cans, plastic, glass, everything can go in one container and it will all be recyclable.
That is so cool, because I've heard about this program starting up, and I have been saving all of my recyclables that I've had at my desk. In fact, I had some files and quite a bit of paper just a couple days ago, and I've been hiding it from our janitorial crew so that I can recycle it.
Thank you for doing that, because I did the same thing. I knew it was happening this week. I collected all my plastic bottles, because I always have a water bottle with me. I collected all of my cardboard cereal boxes. I'm bringing it from home just so we can kick this off here. I think it's great.
Mary Lee McInnes, a manager in communications, is one of the founders of the group that is leading the recycling project and has pretty much led the charge. I asked her about the Southwest Airlines Green Team, as it has become known.
It's comprised of all sorts of people. We have about 35 people on the green team, and we tried to keep it small so we could be very nimble and accomplish some things. But it's from all major operating groups and from all the key departments in the company.
How long has this project been going on?
Well, the Green Team has been around for about, 2 years, maybe a year and a half, 2 years. And then the recycling project, you know, we have tried to make our recycling program more robust for many years. And it's so complicated and so difficult. But the really cool thing is the Green Team felt this was very important, not just the Green Team, but actually so many of the emails we get from our employees and the comments we get is our employees really, really want better recycling. And so we're implementing it in phases, and we think it's finally going to happen.
One of the dynamics with a company as large as Southwest with so many locations is that, you know, a res center in Houston may employ 500 people. Well, that's a pretty good sized company on its own. And it could be that somebody down there is very motivated to start recycling. So one center or one city might do a lot more recycling than another. This is all a big effort to get it more unified and bring everybody else on board too.
Well, that's exactly right. Is we're looking to do a system-wide streamlined recycling, which is why we did the commingled, which you've probably talked to other people. But commingling is you can put all different recyclable materials into one container, so you don't have to separate it out.
Just like I do at the city in my curb.
Exactly like that. So we thought it would make it easier. But you're exactly right in that it is so complicated, because not only do we have 64 basic airports, and we have to work within those rules and those regulations, and it involves our lease agreements, and it involves space to put bins. I mean, it's really super complicated. And then we have our provisioning centers, and then we have our res centers and our marketing offices. I mean, it is altogether, we have about 85 different areas we have to look at.
I know I answer an email account, and I get these emails that things like, why don't we have a recycling program? And, you know, it takes that employee 10 seconds to jot down that email, but it's years in the making to actually make it happen.
It really is. I mean, we've almost devoted ourselves. We have a sub-team within the Green Team that has devoted nothing but the last 2 years to figure out how to make this work. And we're so lucky that we found Allied Recycling, Allied Waste Management, to help us implement the program. And our facilities maintenance team is going to help us roll it out in our different cities. So we're really, really excited about it. We think it finally might happen.
Certainly hope so. Thanks for talking with me, Mary Lee.
Well, thank you, Steve. Again, we're really excited, and tell everybody to go green.
Eileen Wargo, Eco-Innovation Sales Director for Allied Waste, has been working with the Green Team and going out into our system to help define our needs.
We've been through about five of the stations throughout the country. We've been to Midway and Tulsa and Philadelphia, LAX. I think that might be it. There's one more I can't remember. Anyway, and actually through the terminal buildings, there's about 80% of your waste in the terminal buildings is waste paper, is paper. So we're actually looking, and then in the locations with the provisioning centers, there's aluminum, there's cardboard, there's stretch film. So what we're doing is we're going to be designing a program that we can roll out to all the stations. It'll be uniform. In the terminal buildings, it'll be commingled, so we'll allow the employees to recycle paper, anything that tears, aluminum and cans that might be in the break rooms. And then at the provision centers, we'll be looking, there we'll be designing a program for in-flight where the aluminum cans are taken off, and the newspapers is what we're going to be rolling out now, too, for the in-flight. And those will go to the provisioning centers, and we'll be having programs separating, we'll be keeping the aluminum separate because that's the most valuable of your commodities right now.
Well, now you mentioned aluminum. You have a rather large block of aluminum out here today. What, tell us about that.
That is actually a bale of aluminum. Those are aluminum cans, and we actually are having a contest here today for your employees to guess the weight in pounds of that aluminum bale. Give you an idea, that bale is worth $1,000. That's the value of the aluminum cans. So if we do keep that separate, that is a lot of money back to Southwest.
That's great, Eileen, but how does this affect me and my industry?
As a matter of fact, if all the people in California recycled all the aluminum cans they brought in one day, they could build 17 jets.
So, well, that applies to this industry directly.
Absolutely applies to this industry. Nationwide, I think it's... less, it's about 30-something percent are recycled. You know, nobody likes to get changed except for a baby likes to have their diapers changed, right? So it's a culture change. And when there's a culture change, if you have enthusiasm, if you have that excitement, it just makes our job so much easier. And the airlines, really, they give aluminum cans to all the passengers. So that is a great thing for Southwest to be recycling.
Thanks for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, Steve. We're just really excited about the turnout here for the office paper, for the recycling program for the corporate office. It's just been phenomenal. The employees are all excited. I've been, as I say, throughout a number of the stations. The enthusiasm at this company is just infectious, and I'm really excited about it. We're really excited to be a partner to Southwest.
Look for more recycling efforts system-wide and even on Southwest planes as the different phases roll out. Like I say, if you wear out this planet, where are you going to live? Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.